The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's Black Mental Matters. I'm Vince the Voice Bailey, and on this program, we work to eradicate that stigma as it relates to mental health in the Black community, uplifting our spirits, our minds, how we process things, and I hope all is well with you. And speaking of hope, on our last program, an update, Christopher Bynum, a young man back in Gary, Indiana, who's been sitting in a jail cell for 20 years after being sentenced to 300 years, and we had an interview last week, and now there's, you know, this overwhelming evidence supporting the claim that he was set up, including DNA evidence, and on August the 14th was to be a ruling. Well, once again, it has been pushed back to October the 23rd. So you can look up FreeChristopherBynum.com, FreeChristopherBynum.com, and learn the story, sign the petition. And when you talk about hope, I know that this brother has hopes for a better outcome. And as it relates to us out here during these really, really radical, just unprecedented times, hope can help us make it through. So don't touch that dial. We're going to keep hope alive, the audacity of hope, because this is Black Mental Matters. Black Mental Matters, best of the best, is back. It's Makeba Reed Johnson, everybody in the crowd. Uh-oh. Just hey, Makeba, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Vince. I am doing well. I hope you're doing okay.
Hey, I'm hoping
you and the family.
Yes, we are. We're doing all right during this time. And as I said in the open, there, you know, during this crazy time, and then. Folks that paid attention to, you know, Chris Bynum, he's still behind bars, you know, the last show I did, Makeba. And so Can you imagine the hope that he has because they've postponed it again? Think about the hope that we're all having that we get back to life again. So, Makeba, today, it's all about hope. We want to give ways to keep hope alive, the audacity of hope, all those things in these times that we're dealing in right now because, you know, without hope, you know, you can really put yourself into a sense of despair, anger, disappointment, frustration. The list goes on and on without hope.
Absolutely. It puts you in a really negative headspace when you are operating such that your happiness is conditional on things that are going on around you. And for us as Black Americans, I mean, we're just, you know, we've just been accustomed to being subjected to everything that's going on around us. And when you look at studies and you think about positive psychology and hope and happiness, for the majority of Black people in America, our template has just been survival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not happiness and not joy. And we don't have that whole American dream that other people who come here or who are born here feel that they have. You know, we are always operating in this mode of just making it through. Or, you know, there are some of us that even spend our whole lives from birth to death basically fighting for social justice.
So this
is a really important topic, especially right now.
And yeah, when you throw on top of that the pandemic and being locked in.
Yes.
And as I, you know, I mean, people are really going through some changes. I had mentioned before, you know, people online watching and just some of the things they're saying and some of the actions and ways that they're. But I do want to say, and yes, this is Black Mental Matters, but you remember Christopher Reed, who played Superman.
And
you know, he got that devastating, he was paralyzed from a horseback riding accident. But he said something that just stuck with me, and that was, once you choose hope, anything is possible. And of course, it starts in your mind. Anything is possible once you choose hope. And I mean, he lived a long time after that and was able to be productive and started doing things to try to help others in that situation. So I'm going to throw out a couple things that we can do to practice hope, especially in these times of COVID, social justice, the politics and the post office and everything else we're dealing with right now. right now. The first one, and I know you go along with this one. One thing that you could do a practice is to express your feelings. Can't keep them in.
Oh, boy. Huh? Absolutely. Right. And you have to make sure that you have the space around you and people around you that are supportive of you enough to hold space for you and to allow you to express how you're feeling without condemnation or judgment. Yeah, that's huge because once again, that's contingent upon if you have a social circle or some type of support system. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And not only express them verbally, but you've said this many times, you can write them down in a journal, right?
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
Very therapeutic.
Yes. Write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I do have to, you know, keep throwing out there that during the pandemic, now is a great time if you have not called to find out about telemental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes all a person has is their therapist, or you know, they don't have that family unit. So Talkspace, I know, is one. I know that people who have Blue Cross Blue Shield, that they're still waiting on the fees. So absolutely, now is the perfect time for people to start looking at ways to make sure that they've got somebody, some type of sounding board to express themselves and to get their feelings out.
Get them out. And every time that you think about what's possible, you'll feel a rise in your hope. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Number two for you, Makeba, is to look for hope in unexpected places. Okay.
Ooh.
What do I mean by that? Maybe you're sitting in a park and you see a dog and some people laughing and embracing, and now all of a sudden you just feel a little bit brighter inside. You know, you're at the playground, you see the kids, you're at the coffee shop and books that you read, whatever.
Right.
Look for hope in unexpected places. A lot of time we're waiting on this grand, the trumpet sound and the clouds part and all this kind of stuff. A lot of times it's these little things that can give you hope and uplift your spirits.
Right, right. And that goes along with what we've talked about in the past on some of our previous podcasts about the importance of being present and being mindful of the present moment and not seeing what you're doing now as means to an end, but whatever you are doing to stop and be present in that moment, because that's when you do notice those little things.
Mm-hmm. I want to challenge everyone to create a challenge and look for hope in your daily routine. And once again, you're going to see your spirits lifting and you're going to feel a rise in your hope. Number three, Makeba, to cultivate optimism. You know, the question is the glass half full or is it half empty? Do you make lemonade out of the lemons that life throws at you? If you do, then you're an optimistic person. And if you are, you'll enjoy a higher quality of life and better physical and mental health. That's according to scientific research right there.
Absolutely. Boy, you on it today.
I'm on it. I've been waiting
on
you.
On it today. I love it.
I've been waiting on you.
I see. You've been getting ready.
Focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Right.
You know?
No, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, because what you're talking about is how your brain works, and that whatever you are putting your energy into and whatever you are concentrating on, whatever you're concentrating on, that's what you're feeding and that's what's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to make yourself more aware of the things that you're thinking about and thinking about being positive and thinking about not complaining and thinking about counting your blessings, you know, having a gratitude journal. That's huge. That having a gratitude journal, according to research, Vince, actually changes the way your brain is wired. If you write down every day before you go to bed three or four things that you are grateful for, and this is independent of your religion, so this has nothing to do with, you know, whatever religion you're in. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just being mindful of things that you did during that day that you appreciate, and you just write them down, and that actually changes your neurology in your brain to start conditioning your mind to look for those positive things, because whatever you're thinking about is what you're developing and what you're growing. You're absolutely right. That's a big one.
Well, see, not you took that one, and actually that was the next number four was about gratitude, but that's okay. That's okay. But because there are, you know, you said it, if you know, some folks you tend to be pessimistic and just period. And then when you add being locked down, pandemic, finances, you don't know, unemployment and all, whatever, you know, is going on with your life.
Oh, yes.
It can be really, really hard, you know. Right. So again, you got to step away from those things again. Don't worry about what you don't have. And like you say, practice that gratitude of optimism, and practice that gratitude of being grateful for what you do have. What'd you say? Write them down daily, huh? So today I can say, I got some chicken that's thawing out. It's going to be good later. Got a good movie that I taped. I can write that down. What else? The wife just got home from work. Three things. There we go. You know.
Right. There you go.
And it changes your whole mindset, and it gives you hope that things can be all right.
Yes.
And that they are all right. Yes. Yes.
Right. Yes. 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 Because you are paying attention to things that are happening in front of you, and that takes that energy away from those negative things that you were once paying attention to. Absolutely.
Okay, so that was four was practice gratitude, because you're so good, you just jumped ahead of me. I got, here comes number five. Look at the possibilities in your life, not the limitations. Kind of the same, but when look at the possibilities in your life, not the limitations. When you feel the loss of hope, visualizing a better future can give you the will to find ways to make it's so. You can make it so.
I like that. I like that. Hey, you know what? I'm about to vote for you in a second, Vince, because I'm liking these messages. Yes.
Call me Papa Love. Papa Love.
Right.
Mama Love. Papa Love. Big Papa. Vote for him.
Right.
Well, I mean, but these are things, you know, that we, hey, you and I, we don't we don't just come up with this stuff. These are things that we deal with too. And so, you know, that's what it's about. It's about sharing and trying to help one another. So, you know, you can create a compelling vision of what you want to do and make it clear, specific of a desired outcome, and then that'll inspire you and energize you to go after it no matter what obstacles. Yeah. I don't give a dang what this virus say. I'm going to go do today with my mask on, though, still be. Put your gloves and your mask and your Lysol on.
Right.
Don't be crazy now. But, I mean, you know. I just can't say it enough, because, you know, when I look at my own life and a career, and, you know, you yourself, you've done a lot of things, boxing champion, who'd have thought, you know, the degrees, the education, the knowledge. When I look at myself, I was, man, I went to college like 2 weeks, and then, you know, here we are, you know, podcast, television, radio, done all these things, you know, travel around, and man, the possibilities are endless, everyone. If this knuckle head
That's
can do
right.
some stuff, you definitely can do some stuff. Shoot.
I love it. That's right. Always have your goals and your plans and your purpose. That's actually an indicator or something that, according to positive psychology, Vince, Black people, what we think that makes us happy, that's actually one of our criteria is purposeful living. And what makes that a little bit gray with us is that in the middle of something like racial injustice, you know, we are struggling, we are going through all this, you know, all these things collectively as a culture, and being involved in the, you know, Black Lives Matter, the cause for equality and fighting systemic racism, is that also gives people a sense of purpose.
Yes.
But that should not be the thing that you are measuring your happiness with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many of us just get, you know, I actually look at the life. I love John Lewis. And I look at his life and I think to myself, I hope he had moments in his life where he was just happy
yes.
doing things that had nothing to do with racial struggle. I hope that, and that's my wish for all of Black America, everybody that's going through this right now, is that we are not so entrenched in the outcome of a better world one day, or a, you know, or fighting for racial justice, that in between the fight, you know, in between the rounds, that we are doing things that make us happy, that we're paying attention to those around us, that we are extracting the nectar out of every little flower, yes, that comes up into our life, and that we're not missing out on things around us because we're so consumed with this feeling of this purpose to be part of this big movement.
Girl, you can make, I'm ready to hang up this phone. You just, I'm,
don't get me started.
That's good stuff, though. That is true. That is true. And that leads me right into number six, which is go outside, okay, and look at nature. Oh. You've talked about this many times. You can just look, yeah, at a flower sometimes, or sunrise, and feel a rise of hope. Believe it or not, I know that don't sound manly, fellas, but I'm telling you, go outside, listen to the birds. I get out there, the birds are singing, the grass is growing, yeah, the moon, the sun, and all this kind of stuff. And it does. Yeah. I mean, it's got to give you hope, because you didn't have nothing to do with it, but it does it every day.
Right.
It happens,
right,
every day. Them birds are singing,
absolutely,
every day, whether I feel one way or the other.
Yes, absolutely. You know, research shows that immersing yourself on a regular basis in nature actually is good for your mental and physical health as well.
Yes.
So yeah, so and if you can't get outside, even if you are stuck in the house and you're working from home, get near a window.
Yes.
You know, make sure that you've got some type of sunlight or some type of interaction with the natural world.
Yes.
That's,
yes,
absolutely a big one.
That's,
yeah,
that sunlight is becoming more and more prevalent in life, period. I mean, you know, the doctor telling me, you know, you need more vitamin D, you need to get outside, you know, get that sun, get some sun on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help your energy,
mm-hmm,
level. That's going to do this, that, and,
yes,
the other. We're in the summertime right now. Flowers are just growing like crazy, and so yes, ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to, you know, building your hope up, building your feelings up, and getting everything, go outside and look at nature.
Yes.
Number seven,
absolutely.
Number seven,
mm-hmm,
for you, Makiba, is do a,
okay,
random act of kindness.
Kindness. I love it.
Kindness.
You know, I love that.
Gives hope to, yes, others.
Absolutely.
And you hear about people sometimes, they behind you in the drive through, or you or you're behind them, and you get up there and they say, oh, they paid for it. Boy, how does,
yeah,
that make you feel? Are you back, you tweeting and Facebooking, I couldn't, yeah, believe it. I was at McDonald's and somebody bought my Big Mac. I mean,
right,
there's hope in the world, and, you know, life is okay, mm-hmm, from a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Little random act of kindness that you're not looking for, you know, an award for, just something that gives us a rise in hope.
Yes, right. And when you do it, you don't have to broadcast it.
Right.
And you don't have to document it.
Right.
Absolutely. To do small acts of kindness makes you think outside of your own problems and your own stressors. That's absolutely the truth, as far as something that will give you hope is thinking about somebody else. Absolutely.
And
that's a good one.
It gives rise and hope for the receiver as well as the giver, because,
yes,
it helps reinstill our faith in the goodness of one another. You good,
yes,
I'm good. It's good folks out here. We can have some good things happen. See, all those things add up to an increase in hope and an increase in feeling better and better mental health outcomes during these times when it's really hard to get that sometimes. Number eight, Makiba, this is you, the queen. Take some time for self-care. Whoa.
What, oh, boy.
First of all, explain for those that ain't been with us all. I mean, what is self-care all about, Makiba? I'm asking.
Well, okay. No, that's a great question. Well, it looks different for everyone. It's basically you are making sure that you are doing things throughout your day, throughout your life, to pour back into yourself. You are making sure that your fuel tank is full. A lot of us are, especially before the pandemic, I'm guilty of this. I am a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good when I'm working a lot. And
yes,
I didn't realize how unhealthy that was until I started getting older. And we don't realize how often we are operating on a low battery. Like, we are on low battery mode a lot. You know, just like when your phone is low and it stops using some of the apps, it'll turn off, you know, some of the background operating systems. Your body will do the same thing. Once you start becoming tired and not giving back to yourself, your body's going to start reflecting that with your immune system, blood pressure. So you've got to make sure that you are doing things to take care of yourself. Number one, and we don't talk about this enough, your diet is extremely important in how you feel during the day. Certain foods make you feel worse than others. Certain foods give you more energy than others. And it, and that's very particular and personalized for each person. And also sleep and diet. Those are the two cornerstones of your mental health. If you're not eating right, you cannot possibly think that you're taking care of yourself, because those are the foundational points of you having a healthy life and being well, are sleep and your diet. And, you know, when we're going throughout the day, you know, you wake up in the morning, you don't even sometimes think about, okay, I only had 3 hours sleep last night.
Right.
And then, you know, you're just grabbing food and because you're trying to get through this long day. Fortunately, the upside of the pandemic is that it's forced a lot of people to slow down. So a lot of people are now at home more. So I am hoping that people are taking this time to start practices on self-care, because it has to be more than the superficial, oh, I'm going to go treat myself to this, you know, to a manicure, pedicure. No, it needs to be deeper. If you have a spiritual affiliation, then you make sure that you are tapping into that and that you are doing the things that really make you feel alive, because a lot of events have not even explored our life enough to even know the things that we like. I mean, there are things that people love to do that they don't know that they love to do yet, because they haven't even become still enough to even go and figure out that they like gardening or painting or running or cycling or whatever it might be. So now is definitely the time to start figuring out, you know, what are the things that make me happy and make me feel like I am pouring back into my own fuel tank. So that's basically what self-care is.
I know that for me, this pandemic, this lockdown, this whatever you want to call it, I mean, we did, luckily we had got the bikes about a year or two ago and never used them. They was in the garage, you know, because you can't buy a bicycle right now. You go in the store, all the bicycles are gone.
Wow. That's a good thing.
All the bicycles are gone. Well, not for those that just not realizing it, you know.
That's true.
But, and I did not realize that we went on the bike, and I really had a good time. I'm telling you, you know, now, you got to find some shade. Now, don't be out there, right? I got to take it step by step. Self-care. It's through the shady head. Man, it was such a good time, and I'm hearing from family members and folks, you know, hey, well, I'm slowing down on my meat intake, or I'm only, you know, I'm they're changing, and these are the things, just as you were just saying, Makiba, that we have to do. That's what self-care is all about, and so again, it can increase your hope. Number nine, we got two more to go. Number nine, Makiba, is to harness your faith. Now, what does that mean? Harnessing that faith. Faith is knowing in our hearts, after staking claim to something, that if we keep focusing on the end result, consistently taking action to make it happen, then our hope will rise. Listen, I'm dropping the mic.
I like that.
This is all off the top of the head, too, right?
I like that.
But having faith.
I love that.
Having faith. Yes. Having an inner knowing that things will work out without any evidence that is true. You know it's going to be all right, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like that you're using the terminology harness.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, when they hear about faith, they think about somebody preaching at them or preaching to them. And that's why I like the term, and the term harness, because if you're harnessing something, you are collecting it and you're using it for yourself. It's more about you than you then you spreading a message is more about you living it inside of yourself. Absolutely.
I got it. Well, I'm going to go and shout him out, and I hope he don't get mad, my son. He's been talking about getting this project PMP, was it project management certification? It was a hard course, you know, it took him a while. It was a lot of money. And he's been talking about it, and I was like, yeah. But he stuck with it, and guess what? Last week, he passed that test, and already he had a big interview. I don't know if that's going to be what he gonna do or whatever, but I'm just
awesome.
Faith. He kept seeing it. He kept saying that this is what I'm gonna do. And again, we're talking about real life. So this is my real life son doing his thing.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing that are listening right now? What is it that you want to make happen? And it takes that consistent taking action, make it happen. Your hope rises and it does come true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just like how your son did, he found something that he wanted to do and then he went for it, you know, and that's what it is all about, is finding something that you want to, and it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't even have to be a part of your career.
Right.
It can just be that you want peace of mind. I mean, because that's a big one. So anything that you want to start working on, now is definitely the time. Congratulations to your son. That's awesome.
Very, 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 very proud. Very proud.
Oh, I know you are.
Number 10, kind of along the lines, and you just kind of alluded to it a little bit, but it's become more spiritual. Not necessarily in the religious sense, but becoming more spiritual can ignite hope within yourself. I mean, if certainly attending church or studying religion, if that feels good to you, then that'll help increase hope. However, another way to add more spirituality is just to get to know yourself better.
Absolutely.
What you value, and what makes you happy. Like you said, what are your unique talents and skills? That's also becoming spiritual. It ain't just going, like you say, going to church.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I actually, a few weeks ago, I learned probably one of the most profound things I've learned in my adult life. There is a Facebook group that's a support group for survivors of, just people who are grieving loss. Grieving the loss of a loved one.
Yes.
And there was a woman who was saying that her daughter passed away from suicide, and she was grieving, and so she was going to the post for support, and she mentioned very respectfully, she just mentioned that when people say to her that we wish her thoughts and prayers, and that we're praying for her, and I say this to people all the time, I've never thought about it, but that she said she's agnostic, and what she was saying was that it doesn't help her move along in her grieving and in her healing process. And when I read that, I was like, well, I've got to start being more careful about how I interact with people, because people are different. People believe different things spiritually. And Vince, I could not believe, I was reading the comments in the posts of all these Christians, all these people that call themselves Christians were tearing her to shreds, were upset because she said that people who said thoughts, that were sending thoughts and prayers, that they were offended, you know, instead of them just saying, hey, you know, we understand, thanks for bringing this up, because that's actually something that can help you be there for someone else. If they tell you, hey, when you tell me, you know, you're sending me thoughts and prayers, that doesn't help me because I don't speak that language. That's all she's saying. Mm-hmm. So we definitely, as mental health professionals and advocates and people that are doing this kind of work, we got to be really sensitive to people's language, to people's spiritual affiliations, people's religious affiliations, and not think that everyone speaks our language, and to not be offended if someone says that to us. So no, that is huge.
That's a good,
that is
an excellent group too. And maybe that's another topic for another time. It's on Facebook. It's a grief, releasing pain, remembering love, and finding meaning. It really is. It was very therapeutic for me to go to that site. And Makiba, we done ran out of time here. I mean, it's
what?
I got a lot of hope. I got a lot of hope and prayers and thoughts.
Keep it alive,
but Listen, we are going to keep it alive, because by making the choice to hope, you put yourself in control of how you can react to circumstances, no matter what's happening, and how you'll handle what comes next. And all we are saying is that it's going to be all right next. It's just how you deal with it and staying uplifted. And I'm just so uplifted to have you back here on the program, Makiba. And I know everyone's excited to hear your voice again. And
I appreciate that.
What else can I say?
It is great to be back. Thank you. It's great to be back, Vince. Thanks for that.
You're very, very welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's going to do it. We run out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Always keep it front. This is Black Mental Matters, and it really does. Have a great day.